You'll find the city of Twinsburg, Ohio, about halfway between Cleveland and Akron. And if you were to visit Twinsburg this weekend, you would find thousands of pairs of twins attending the 41st annual Twins Days Festival. Organizers call it the largest gathering of twins anywhere in the world. You might know about the festival already, it's somewhat well known, but you probably don't know that only a game's Bob Schaefer is an identical twin. And for as long as he can remember, Bob has had a question in the back of his mind. It has to do with identical twins and sports. Here's Bob.
I'm 8 years old, and I'm watching my brother Bill play first base. It's hot and humid, and bees are buzzing around the trash can next to me. I only hear the bees. I'm not watching them or the baseball game. I just got to the part where Harry finds out the truth about Sirius Black.
I remember that you would sometimes bring a book to my baseball games. I do vaguely remember seeing you on the stands with a book.
That's Bill, my identical twin. My mom didn't quite know what to make of us.
I did worry, and I, as a mother, always wondered if you were truly happy sitting there reading your book, because you certainly didn't look excited as you're sitting there reading a book.
Bill and I have always had our simple go-to answers for when people ask how different we are. Bill plays the drums and thinks Iron Man is the best. I play the saxophone and know that Batman is better. But these small differences were all conscious choices we made as we grew up. When it came to sports, Bill was always naturally talented. I was not. On the rare occasions I would get out on the field, we'd be on the same teams with the same coaches, and Bill would still be better. What gives? Aren't we supposed to be identical? Is this normal, or am I a bad identical twin?
No, you're certainly not a bad identical twin at all.
That's Nancy Siegel, and she was just being polite because her research seems to suggest that Bill and I shouldn't be as different athletically as we appear to be. Siegel is a professor of developmental psychology at California State University Fullerton. She's also the founder and director of the Twins Study Center. Siegel says compared to fraternals, identicals are much more alike when it comes to the physical attributes that determine sports ability. Things like muscle fibers and how much oxygen your body takes in. And actually, Siegel says the athletic similarities seem to go beyond just physical traits.
What strikes me about other identical twins I've seen on sports fields is that they really have an uncanny knowledge of what the other one is about to do or what the other one is about to think.
So identical twins are practically matched down to the muscle fiber, and they're also supposed to think the same way on the field. If these things are true, then why was I reading Harry Potter instead of playing sports? I thought a pro might have some answers. Robin Lopez is a center for the Chicago Bulls, and he's an identical twin. His brother Brooke also is a center in the NBA. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. So we have 2 7-foot identical twin brothers playing in the NBA. I didn't have a ton of hope that Robin would make me feel better about my situation, but I needed to know. When it comes to basketball, I guess, is there anything you can do that he can't?
I think there are a lot of things. I think I'm better than him defensively, maybe rebounding, particularly offensively. I think he's a better scorer, better shooter. He's more of a threat to go to work on the block. He has a wider array of offensive moves.
So while Robin and Brooke are talented enough to play in the NBA, they are good at different things. Maybe, I thought, I'm not such an unusual identical twin after all. But why are Robin and Brooke so different?
I think it's that we both wanted to share the court. We wanted to be able to play together at the same time. So our games are very complementary in that sense.
In other words, Brooke and Robin weren't born with these athletic differences. They created them. Bill and I never tried to be athletically different. We just always were. It's been like that since kindergarten. That's when I remembered something twin researcher Nancy Siegel had told me.
Identical twins are not strictly identical.
Well, that could explain some things.
The reason for that is a lot of events can happen after the fertilized egg is formed that will make identical twins differ. For example, there can be individual mutations in one twin, not the other. I'm actually surprised identical twins are as alike as they are behaviorally and physically, given all the many influences that can work to make them different.
This was big. Now I had a possible explanation for my athletic deficiencies. I'm clearly a mutant twin. My genes just have more mutations than Bill's, and that's what's causing our athletic differences. I needed to dig a little deeper into this idea. Am I weird?
No, I don't think you're weird.
Hermine Maz is an associate professor at Virginia Commonwealth University and the Virginia Institute for Psychiatric and Behavioral Genetics. She explained that while identical twins can have genetic mutations, they still tend to be much more genetically similar than not. In fact, Maz says those mutations barely make a difference when it comes to athleticism. What does make a difference? Forces from the outside environment.
These are just the sort of slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Certain things happen to you that influence you, but only you, and the same with your brother.
When she says slings and arrows, think differences in training. Maz thinks any perceived athletic differences between Bill and me is a result of the time he spent on the field while I was reading. But I wasn't reading Harry Potter in kindergarten, and Bill has always been better than me at sports. If we were to compete against one another, would there be differences there? Is that what you would expect?
Not necessarily. It would be interesting to study anyway, but I mean, likely on certain aspects that are sort of more basic underlying factors that determine whether or not you're good at sports, I would expect that you probably aren't all that different.
Maz said if we tested more basic skills like sprinting or jumping instead of specifics like shooting foul shots, that we should be even. Again, this was hard for me to accept. So producers Karen Given, Martin Kessler, intern Ian Foster, and I decided we had to put Maz's theory to the test. If Bill and I faced off in feats of natural athleticism, would we see real differences? Or, as Maz thought, would we be practically the same? First up, a 75-yard dash.
You guys have a similar running gait, I gotta say.
Totally.
To everyone's shock, I win the dash. But I'm thinking it's probably just a fluke. After sprinting comes 75 yards of running backwards. It's tough. Bill takes that one. And honestly, I'm glad. Who wants to brag that they can run backwards really well? We're tied 1-1 with three events to go. Next up is the long jump. All right. Again, Bill wins. This thing is starting to go sideways just like I knew it would. But Karen and Martin found a test on the internet for balance, and that's an innate skill. Suddenly, I come back. Bill loses.
That doesn't count.
At this point, Bill and I are exhausted, and the contest is all tied up again.
It's almost like you guys have similar genes.
Martin has a really good point. Is that the answer? We have one more event. Arm wrestling. Best of three. Bill ends up winning.
So defeated.
That was tough.
Also so sweaty.
I was so sweaty because, to my surprise, arm wrestling took a really long time. In one round, our arms didn't budge for almost 30 seconds. Bill won the twin pentathlon, but only 3-2. I was honestly shocked. Years of belief were shattered, and I can confidently say that Bill is no longer the more athletically gifted twin. He might be slightly more skilled, but I'm certainly not unathletic like I always thought I was. And I'm definitely not a bad or abnormal identical twin when it comes to athletics, which is good to know. Maybe I should have started caring about sports when I was a kid. I mean, I could have at least played Quidditch. For Only Game, I'm Bob Schaefer.